Good morning. It's Thursday, April 8th. This is your briefing from the News and Observer. Today we'll have a high of 79 degrees and a low of 60. It will be partly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms. In our top story, a 20-year-old man has been charged with killing a 20-year-old woman, days after she was found dead in her Hillsborough Street apartment. Christina Matos was found dead in the second-floor apartment she shared with two roommates, near the NC State University campus. Family members say the suspect attended high school with Matos and that they were roommates. Raleigh police have not said how Matos was killed or provided a possible motive. In politics, Democrats in the North Carolina General Assembly have made it clear they want to change the state's marijuana laws. They're e-giving the legislature's Republican majority several ideas on how to do so. Two newest marijuana bills were filed Wednesday in the Senate. One would legalize medical marijuana, like most states have already done. The other would fully legalize weed, even for non-medicinal uses, which 15 other states have already done. Public polling shows that while full legalization is not as popular as medical marijuana, both have the support of the majority of North Carolinians. In education, North Carolina high school students could be asked to pass a COVID-19 test before they're allowed to attend proms or graduation ceremonies this spring. New guidance encourages schools to use rapid COVID tests for students and staff members who will attend proms and graduations. The rapid tests can be used as an advanced screening protocol. Schools can get the test kits for free. The new guidance will be presented at today's State Board of Education meeting. Any decisions about testing and conducting proms and graduations would be made locally. In business, several people with North Carolina ties have made Forbes magazine's annual list of billionaires. SAS Institute co-founder and CEO James H. Goodnight remains the richest person in North Carolina. Forbes says he has a net worth of $6.5 billion. The list of North Carolina ties includes Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney, SAS co-founder John Saul, Charlotte Hornets owner Michael Jordan, and Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper. And finally, when Raleigh's downtown workers return to offices, one of the city's most popular bakeries will be waiting. The Raleigh Bake Shop Union Special Bread is expanding downtown this fall. The second location is set to open on Fayetteville Street in a former tea shop. The downtown location will serve pastries, cookies, sandwiches, and coffee. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.